Welcome, everybody. It's so good to see you. We'll start today by getting grounded. And so I invite you, wherever you are, to come into your own space. If it feels comfortable to close your eyes, close your eyes. And start to breathe. Inhaling and exhaling. With each breath, remember your body. With each breath, come more fully to this time and space together. Placing a hand on your heart, connecting in with your heart, with your love, with your self-love, and with your passion, and with all that you hold in your heart. Taking this moment right here, right now, to love yourself. Taking this moment right here, right now, to show up for you. And taking another moment, bringing yourself fully present. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. We're here. We made it to our final session, to the end of this journey. Closings are just as important as beginnings. Closings are sacred thresholds and transitions from one place to another place, from one phase to another phase. And there is so much gold to be mined in an intentional and sacred closing. And we are here just for that purpose, for you to claim all of your learning from the last 10 months, for you to claim all of your growth from the last 10 months. For you to own deeply the skills that you've acquired and the mastery that you've worked for you to own the brilliance and all the magic that you bring, for you to claim who you are as a practitioner. These are important acts, and these are holy acts. For the first few days after what happened on our first attempt to have this session, I felt so much shame about what happened that I didn't think we could have this time together to honor all that we've done. I was worried that my mistakes disqualified the entire 10 months of our time together before it. And I was in a lot of shame. The shaming of myself was predatory because shaming, whether it's shaming yourself or shaming someone else, is a predatory act, a takedown act. It's an act of wanting to take yourself down or someone else down cruelly, often in order to find a sense of power. That shame had also activated in me the lie that the only way to be good enough and in integrity is to know everything and to never make mistakes. But as we know, the myth of perfection is a byproduct of supremacist thinking. Shame or blame is part and parcel of that thinking. It makes one person better than another, and it creates hierarchy. And so remembering all of that is what allowed me to return home to myself and to you, to be able to see and marvel in all of the beautiful and incredible learnings and growth and forward movement that have happened through our container since last July, since last July. We've been through a lot during these 10 months, and through it all, so much growth, so much learning, so much stretching, and so much becoming more of who we are. I am changed because of our entire 10-month experience, and I hope that you are too. And we're here today for our final session to integrate and honor and embody the sacred experience that we've had together since last July, so that you can cross this sacred threshold with the knowing, the deep knowing of what an incredible practitioner you are. It's an auspicious moment to be crossing this threshold today, just 2 days after Beltane, where the world is brim with abundance, with the flowers blooming, with the incredible colors showing, with birds abundant, chirping and grass growing, the abundance that we see in the natural world during this time of year reminds us of our abundance inside and all we have inside of ourselves. And so we're gonna cross this threshold today in our session in a way that's different from the rest of the time we've been together, so that we can elevate this moment and claim and own all that you've accomplished. And we're going to do that through ritual. If you're not already in a comfortable space where you can really go inwards, I invite you to move there now. If you'd like to turn your camera off for the ritual, if that will help you go even more inwards, I invite you to do that if that is right for you. The chat is closed and I won't ask for shares until the very end so that each person can really go deep inside of yourself so that you can really focus inward, so that you can really have an uninterrupted connection with yourself, with your body, with your soul, and with your spirit. And so, if you brought a candle, now is the time to light it. And I invite you to light your candle slowly with intention. Use this candle lighting to separate the sacred from the mundane. And as you light your candle, I invite you to offer up a prayer or an intention or a request, whatever is meaningful for you. As you come more into our space together. And with this flame, I ask that we honor ourselves, that we honor all of who we are, and that we really have opportunity to see ourselves. I've got some sound outside, so I'm just gonna move. Give me one moment. And so I invite you, if it's comfortable, to close your eyes. And if not, keep your eyes open, but go inwards. And bring yourself back to where you were last July when we began together. So give yourself the time and space to travel back in time to where you were last July when we began this journey. What was going on in your life? What were your goals last July? What did you want for yourself? What was your work like last July? What was your business, if you had one, like last July, last summer? Where were your confidence levels? And just really be with where you were almost a year ago. Notice how things felt back then. And now notice where you are now in May of 2022. Take time and space right now to see what has changed for you since last July. What's changed in your life? What's changed in your work? What's changed about who you are as a practitioner? And as you let these awarenesses come in, feel the shifts in your body. See if you can feel it in your body. Where you are now. And then from this place, and if you haven't already started journaling, I invite you to journal. We're going to go piece by piece around what it is that you want to celebrate. So, first, I want to invite you to consider what do you want to celebrate around who you are as a practitioner now that you've been through this journey. So, on that inner level of being a practitioner, what do you want to celebrate? Take some time to jot that down and make notes. What is it that you want to own? What is it that you want to celebrate around who you are as a practitioner? Nothing is too big or too small for this list. Any shifts in who you are, note them, own them. What would you like to celebrate around your energetics? Make some notes on that. What is it that you would like to celebrate and own around your energetics and how your energetics have shifted? What is it that you'd like to own around your listening skills, around checking your filters, around your curiosity? Take some moments to jot that down. What is it that you would like to celebrate and own around the listening skills that you've developed? What is it that you'd like to own around your creating awareness skills? What is it that you want to celebrate about the ways that you can reflect, that you know how to acknowledge, that you know how to honor what is? What do you want to celebrate around your skills of celebration? Take a moment to note all that and how far you've come there. What is it that you'd like to own around your breakthrough questioning skills? What do you want to celebrate about those questioning skills? What would you like to celebrate about your visioning and your strategizing skills? Is there anything around there that you'd really like to own? What is it that you'd like to own around all the skills that you've developed around supporting clients to work through obstacles What do you want to own around befriending fear, around working with negative thought patterns, around myth of perfection, around wheel of self-sabotage, around accountability? What's important for you to acknowledge for yourself and own when it comes to supporting clients to move through their obstacles? And what else around your skills do you want to acknowledge? What is important for you right here, right now? What else around your skills are you ready to own and acknowledge? And maybe there are some things around your business that have changed in the last 10 months that you want to really own and acknowledge, or who you are as an entrepreneur. Take some moments right now to jot down, what is it about your business that you really want to celebrate, that you know is important to own and claim in order to move forward to your next steps? And then in your personal life, what has changed for you in your personal life in these last 10 months that you are ready to celebrate and own? In your personal relationships, in your relationship with self, what is wanting to be celebrated? And then take a moment to note, what are some of the most important things that you've learned over the last 10 months? And sometimes we learn things because things go the way we intended, and then sometimes we receive massive learnings because things don't go the way we intended. What are some of the most important lessons that you are ready to claim and own from this last 10 months? Take a moment now and look at all the things that you just wrote down and breathe them in. If it helps to put a hand on the piece of paper and really connect in and breathe them in that way, do that. But breathe in these celebrations, breathe in these learnings. Breathe in this progress. Breathe in this growth. Take them in. They are yours. They are yours. And of all the things, or maybe it's a combination of the things that you wrote down, I want to invite you to write a simple sentence. I claim, and then what is it in that big way? What is it that you are ready to claim for yourself based on all of this growth and all of these celebrations? Write it down, one sentence. Simpler is always best with ritual. I claim what? What is it that you claim? What are you ready to claim for yourself? Give you another moment with that. And I asked you to bring an object, a piece of clothing or a piece of jewelry or any object, it can be a rock, whatever. I invite you to take that object and take it in your hands and infuse that object with what you are claiming for yourself. Infuse that object with what you are claiming for yourself. Let that object ritually hold with you what it is that you're claiming and owning. Really take the time to infuse it. And then when you're ready, you can intentionally, if it's jewelry, you could put it on, or if it's an object, you can hold it to your heart. Just take one more moment to really claim what you're claiming. Knowing that you're bringing all of your celebrations from these last 10 months over this threshold with you. Good. So from there, in order to cross this threshold, not only do we want to take all that we're ready to take, all that we're claiming and owning over the threshold, but there might be something that you want to leave behind in these 10 months. There might be something that you want to release and let go of and not take with you over the threshold. And so take a moment to get clear for yourself, what is something that you would like to let go of that you don't want to bring over the threshold? Maybe it's a belief. Maybe it's an old idea of yourself. Maybe it's a habit. Maybe it's a way of being. What is something that you would like to let go of? That you would like to release? And whatever it is, I invite you to write that thing down. Maybe just rip a piece of paper out from your journal and write down this thing that you are ready to let go of, that you're ready to release, that you don't want to bring over the threshold. Write it down. And again, simple is always the most powerful. So don't write down five things. What is one thing? And then whatever that thing is, infuse the piece of paper with this thing that you're ready to let go of. Let the piece of paper hold it for you. This thing that you don't want to take with you. And I invite you to put the piece of paper in your hand as if you were putting this thing that you're ready to let go of in your hands. And I want to invite you to honor, before we release, it's important to honor the things that we're ready to let go of. I want you to honor this for the ways that it served you up until this moment, right now. It's You've held on to it, so it's served you in some way, right? Honor that. Honor the ways that this belief, this habit, this thing has served. Bless it. And then, when you're ready, intentionally rip it up. Sometimes, when we release, it's just gone poof when we release. Other times, we're initiating a release process. So, I invite you to rip it up as a way of signaling that you're ready to release it. Honor and release. Honor and release. Be gone, be gone, be gone. And then later today, if you want, you can continue the release process by burning the pieces of paper, by flushing them down the toilet, by burying them, whatever feels important and meaningful to you. And then finally, our last ritual action. Now that you know what you're taking with you, and now that you know what you're leaving behind, what is your intention for this next phase? What is a sacred intention that you would like to set for yourself? It could be an outer intention, like attract 5 new clients. It can be an inner intention, love myself more deeply, remember how skilled I am, right? So what is an intention, either inner or outer, that you're ready to set? And whatever it is, if you brought a pretty piece of paper or just a blank piece of paper, write the intention down on that paper. And we have a minute and you can take more time afterwards. You can put symbols on that piece of paper too. You can write it in bubble letters. Make it meaningful for you, whatever this intention is. How are you moving forward? What is your intention moving forward? And then, whatever that intention is, take the piece of paper. And if it feels right, you can even stand up, feel your feet beneath you. And I'm gonna invite us all to stand up, actually, with your paper, with your intention, and take a moment right now to really set this intention inside of you. What is this sacred intention that you're moving towards with all of the strength and the foundation of the last 10 months behind you, supporting you? Really feel it. Take it into your full body as you set the intention. And then you can sit back down. So before we close, I want to share with you a part of a piece of writing that I wrote many, many years ago. I wrote it actually for my daughter, my older daughter, when she was born, but I realized a couple years later that I wrote it for more than just her, and I want to share it with each of you as a gift to you. You are complete already, whole unto yourself. Your heart is the barometer for what is right in your life. You have choice, and choice is freedom. At any moment, you can choose to step into the flow, step into your flow, and move along with the energy. Honor yourself, love yourself. Know that you were put on this planet to do incredible things with your love. Open, open, open more. Honor your imperfections. Allow yourself to be a human who makes mistakes and learns. You are ready, always, ever unfolding. Knowing, 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 knowing who you are, no matter what. Knowing you are here, and that is what counts. You are magic. Without effort, you are magic. And you are so important. You are seen. And you are you in all of your beauty, love, wisdom, anger, and sadness. You are you, and you are so important. You matter, and you have always mattered. You are the one you've been waiting for. And in so saying, the work of this circle is done. But really, only just begun. May you return to your ordinary lives, extraordinary humans and practitioners. May you walk with the knowing in your heart that you are here to make incredible impact and do good in the world and take care of you. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. I'm gonna open up. I'm gonna open up our chat if I can figure out how, and open up if you wanna say any last words. And I am just so, so grateful to each of you. Any last words?
Thank you. Those are my last words. Thank you so much, all of you.
Yeah, my thanks as well. I am, as I said earlier, forever changed by each one of you and by our container, and I'm gonna walk with you in my heart, and I know I'm gonna see a lot of you too. I'm always here for whatever you need. I want to stay in touch. I'm not just saying that. I deeply, truly want to stay in touch. So please, please do. And if there's anything that you need, please get in touch. Let me know. I'm sending you all so much love and so excited for what's coming next. Lots of love. Yeah, waving and kissing and hugging. If we were in person, I would say make sure you hug at least three people before you go off into your life. So just, you know, virtual hug. Bye.